So let's go to Tom in Florida, and he wants to know what might cause the body to retain water, and is salt related. Are you there, Tom? How old a man are you, and how much do you weigh?
Hello, Doc. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, well, I'm calling for a friend of mine. She's 30.
Wow.
We play volleyball together. She's a good player. She's 30, weighs about 170. She is on a diet. And before we got to playing last night, we got to several of us were talking. Somehow the salt subject of salt came up. And
yeah.
I mentioned several good reasons why we all need to eat a lot more good quality salt than we do, and that this whole idea of salt is evil, sodium chloride is evil, is a myth.
Yep.
And in spite of what I said, she said, oh, I can't eat salt.
Yep.
But if I do, I blow up like a balloon all over my body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is not necessarily uncommon. Now, she may have had a child in her early 20s.
No, actually, she's had no children, no surgeries, and no traumas that she knows of.
Okay, good. Well, here's what happens, and this gets into, this is a little bit a field of just plain nutrition, but the adrenal glands need salt to balance fluid in the body. When salt has been held very low for a long time, and you eat salt, you tend to blow up like a balloon because the body has been producing huge amounts of another hormone instead of adrenaline, instead of cortisol, it's producing aldosterone. And aldosterone is a hormone that's produced to hold on to salt when salt levels are too low. So, as is true with every aspect of the body, it has a process called homeostasis. So if we're in extreme salt deprivation, and the body must produce large amounts of aldosterone to hold on to what little you have, or you will die. And then suddenly we take salt, whoa, we have a very bad reaction. But often when taking that salt, it's not just salt. It's something that looks salty, but it was actually monosodium glutamate.
Oh, yeah.
That
well,
will send
right.
us to the moon, and so we want to avoid that. But what I recommend is that she get on some B vitamins, which can reduce the demand for the amount of aldosterone. And then I would gradually increase air-dried sea salt, like our pink salt, maybe an eighth of a teaspoon a day. And then
that little, huh?
And then over a period of maybe a month, she can get up to a teaspoon a day. This will slowly halt the biosynthesis of the aldosterone. It'll give her way more energy because now instead of making aldosterone, the body will make cortisol. So she'll have a lot more energy and she'll function so much better. But she has to make a slow transition, maybe an eighth of a teaspoon a week till she gets to about one teaspoon per day. Okay?
Well, that's really cool, Doctor. Then I guess she probably should not do what I told her I do sometimes, and that
no,
is...
she better not, because you're not making aldosterone.
I take a teaspoon
yep.
a day and a mug of water. Some mornings, I mean, in Florida here, it's pretty hot, and if I work outside a lot, it helps with this make up for the sweat and helps me make HCL, and
yep.
it helps me get a good bowel movement within a half hour.
You
and
bet.
That's what I told her, but she shouldn't do that yet.
Not yet. She'll have to build slowly to that, okay? All right?
Okay, well, so
okay,
salt is good then, right?
Salt, without it, you die.
Right.
Okay?
Thanks so much, Doc.
You're welcome. Bye.